Dodgeball Rules, taken from the National Dodgeball League website. Players. Teams consist of 6 players with up to 4 substitutes. All players must wear a uniform. Co-ed or mixed teams must have at least 2 players of each gender who participate at the start of each game. Retrievers. Retrievers are individuals designated to retrieve balls that go out of play. You may use players that are out as retrievers. Retrievers may not enter the court at any time. Retrievers are only allowed to field balls from their side of the court. Matches. An odd number of games determines a winner, like in tennis. Game types. Elimination game. A game played until all opponents on one side have been eliminated. The first team to eliminate all its opponents is declared the winner. Timed game. A game played until predetermined time limit expires, or all opponents are eliminated on one side. If time expires, all remaining players are counted. The team with the most remaining players wins the game. The rush. The way to begin play. The rush occurs at the beginning of each game. Upon the official signal, both teams rush to the center court and attempt to retrieve as many balls as possible. At least one person from each team has to rush. There is no limit to how many balls an individual player may retrieve. Players may not slide or dive headfirst into the neutral zone, or they will be called out. Crossing over the neutral zone will result in an out. Players may not physically grab and pull another player across the neutral zone or prevent them from returning to their side of the court. Outs. A player shall be deemed out when a live ball hits any part of the player's body, clothing, or uniform. If a player is hit by a live ball rebounding off another player or ball lying on the court, they will be deemed out. If a player catches a live ball that they have thrown, they will be out. Players shall return from the queue in the order they were eliminated. Blocking. Players can defend themselves by blocking the ball in flight with another ball, but must retain control over the ball they are blocking with. A player dropping or losing possession of the blocking ball is deemed out. Any blocked ball rebounding off another ball is considered live. Any player hit by the rebounding ball is deemed out. Headshots. A headshot occurs when a player is hit directly in the head by a high-thrown ball. Any thrower committing a headshot will be deemed out. Out-of-bounds rule. If any part of the player's body touches the end lines or far neutral zone line, the player shall be deemed out. Momentum may carry a player out of bounds while making a catch, providing control of the ball was established prior to going out of bounds. Neutral zone rule. The neutral zone is an area centered around the center line. A player may safely step into the neutral zone, but not across. Any player crossing over the neutral zone is deemed out. Pinching. The act of squeezing the ball in order to alter the thrown or blocked ball is not allowed.